4. Ambien helped me get to sleep. It did not, however, prevent me from dreaming. Crows again, gathering with a purpose known only to them. Two of the more fascinating animal encounters I've had at 20 Acres involve crows. One was a mating ritual in early spring. It had snowed the evening before we came upon them as they were making their match. The male, I presume, there is apparently no way to tell other than by close physical examination, strutted and fluttered and then slid down a small embankment. The female dispensed with her preening and followed suit. They then did it together, repeatedly, very much in sync. Having tired of that, they flew together again in paired formation for what seemed like an hour, finally flying off for what would be a lifetime together. Forevermore. They soon became almost our house pets, expecting and often demanding alms in the form of food bits. We named them Heckle and Jekyll. Not original, but apt. The other encounter was more somber. Several years ago, about this time of year, I went for a long solo walk. Alice, the kids, and Nip were off on errands. It was a bleak day. A muster of crows had gathered in a clearing and cawed raucously for a long time. I stopped to watch. When the cacophony ceased, silence took over, except for the cawing of one crow. Then, as if on cue, they all took off, leaving a corpse to nature. I assumed it was the soloist's mate. Together, nevermore. Huntsmen coined many collective nouns for a muster of crows or ravens. A conspiracy, a hover, a mob, a clamor, a murder, and an unkindness. They have a gravitas about them that you don't find in the more flighty and decorative members of their species. My dream did not seem to have a point, or perhaps I woke prematurely. The clock read 9:05. I bolted up. Funeral at 10. Holy Trinity. Holy shit. It would be criminal to be late, and with lightning speed, I wasn't. The parish church of the Holy Trinity is a Chelsea landmark.